Welcome back. Back in 1989, the president of the Rotary Club in Los Altos, California, asked club members to get involved in AIDS awareness after his son was diagnosed with the disease, but many didn't think the disease had anything to do with them. Then an older member of the club, Walter Singer, stood up at a Thursday lunch meeting and said his doctor had just told him he'd been infected by a blood transfusion.
So I thought I'd like to share that with you and let you know that I've been walking around with this. The thing I like to ask my fellow Otarians here, maybe you like to be my support group. Thank you.
They did more than that. They formed the Rotary AIDS Task Force. They made a film, which I was privileged to be involved in. They set out to bring AIDS awareness to the world. Remarkable, considering no one ever talked about AIDS back then. What's more remarkable is that the Los Altos Rotary AIDS Task Force is still thriving years after both Walter Singer and Steve Angus, son of the former president Dude Angus, died from the disease. They've taken up a new initiative to vaccinate children in Africa with an anti-transmission medication, nevirapine, a program that comes with its own complications, as we're going to hear from Rich Casey, current president of the Los Altos Rotary AIDS Task Force. And Rich, you've worked in biotech, you volunteered with Save the Children, you had been interested in such a vaccination initiative, but then this is how Rotary works in communities. You bumped into a woman in the supermarket?
A woman I actually went to grammar school with, mm-hmm. who said, "Rich, is that Rich Casey?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yeah, Mary Procknow." And so she said, "Well, are you working on AIDS? Why don't you come to our club, because we're the first Rotary Club in the world to focus on AIDS." I said, "You're kidding."
As you set off on this new initiative, the original idea was to give the kids something that would prevent the transmission from their moms, but then people stepped up and said, "Well, what about the moms?" Yeah. Tell us about the Children's AIDS Initiative, what it does, and what some of the challenges are.
I'd say our biggest challenge of all is getting women to agree to be tested for their HIV status. A lot of our money that we raise is focused on counseling, education on how to prevent yourself from getting infected. And then if they're tested, then we immediately put them on the standard triple combination for any AIDS patient. And that dramatically reduces the viral load in their blood.
And so you get them started on the AIDS cocktail. And as you said, that lowers the viral load, makes it less likely that they might transmit it to children.
Precisely,
especially if they're
yeah.
pregnant.
Yeah.
But then the difficult questions, and we spoke with Paula Donovan from the advocacy group AIDS Free World. She worked directly with you. She said one of the concerns is, what do you do with the anti-transmission drug? Because nevirapine, while it might save a child, if it's given to the mom, it might make the mom resistant
yeah.
to the AIDS cocktail?
Exactly, yeah. It's quite possible that will happen. So it's really important that the mother be on the triple therapy for several months before she delivers, and then give the nevirapine the time she goes into labor, and then give the nevirapine in a syrup form to the baby right after it's born.
If you give her the cocktail first before the nevirapine, you make it less likely she'll become resistant
yeah.
to the
yeah.
cocktail. Yeah. So here you have this program. I understand you were recently in Liberia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you walked into a clinic, and what did you see?
Well, it was remarkable. On our very first day in Monrovia, we were at St. Joseph's Hospital, and the first clinic we walked into was a pediatrics clinic, and there was a little newborn baby, just born, who was being given a syrup into its mouth of nevirapine.
Help that baby now.
There's and then the baby.
How old is this baby?
Yes.
So he's about a few hours old?
And this was the drug that the Rotary Club's funds had purchased for the Liberian clinic. And it was really remarkable, very inspiring to see this actually happen in front of you, knowing that this child will very likely not get HIV infected.
And yet, on the other hand, we also see pictures of you going to another clinic. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see all the orphans. The mother's already gone.
Yeah, unfortunately,
and
yeah.
You pointed one out to us, and you said, well, that little baby won't make it.
Yeah. The babies have to have adequate nutrition, or else these drugs don't work. And unfortunately, that little baby I showed you the movie of, she was just picked up too late, and she won't make it. And for most children who are infected, their chances of reaching their fifth birthday are about 5%. So it's almost a death sentence.
Yeah. what happens back home when the Los Altos Rotary Club first got involved with this? It was with a lot of pushing and shoving from its then president, Dude Angus. Most of the members thought AIDS in 1989, 1990, when it wasn't, you know, it was before Magic Johnson, thought AIDS was something that happened to someone else somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. And mostly gay people.
And mostly young gay people. Yeah. Did not want to get involved. As we said, they had a heart-stopping moment where they changed their mind, but it was there was a lot of resistance. And then when they went out to sort of preach their new awareness, a lot of resistance from international Rotary, from other Rotary clubs. What's it like now, 20 years
on? Well, I think it's changed dramatically. I mean, you know, it was very conservative, as Rotary has been in the past, small-town businessmen primarily. But in the last 20 years, first of all, women joined Rotary, which is a big change in the whole emphasis on Rotary. And Rotary's international projects have really focused on some very serious problems, polio most notably.
Yeah. But do you still have, you know, people maybe not joining because they're thinking, what is that? What is a Rotary Club doing with that? Or do you feel, what do you feel from the membership now?
No, there's a great deal of interest from our membership. I'll tell you, the biggest challenge I have right now is the downturn in the economy has caused many Rotary Clubs to look inward. And they say, well, what are we focusing on Africa for when we've got our own problems here in America?
And what's your answer?
Well, that I think among human problems, the problem of a baby being infected with a deadly virus that can be totally prevented for a few dollars. It ranks among the worst things, I think, in the world.
How many of those $1 syringes with that magic treatment?
Well, it's hard to say. When we went to Liberia last February, we took $75,000 worth of medicine and diagnostic tests. So we estimate that per birth, it's about $20 American to prevent each infection. So we've prevented about, you know, a couple thousand infections already.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And what would you like to see? You run the danger of people saying, oh, good, let Rotary take care of it. What more do you think needs to happen?
Well, fortunately, you know, in terms of the drug availability, that's become much less of an issue because of under President Bush, he passed the PEPFAR program, the President's Emergency Fund for AIDS Relief. That's provided an enormous amount of free drug all over the world. Then you have the Global Fund for HIV, TB, and malaria, which provides a tremendous amount of money, the Clinton Foundation, the Gates Foundation. So our job as Rotary is to work with all those groups, you know, and trying to bring as much attention and funding to the AIDS epidemic as possible. What we're doing in January, this coming year, is taking a team of 8 educators, health educators, to Liberia to train Liberians in how to do prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV to make it sustainable in their country over the long term. Then we'll be moving the project to other African countries with a similar need, for example, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, Mozambique. Those will be our next stops along the way.
That's Rich Casey, president of the Los Altos Rotary AIDS Project and a member of the Rotary Club there. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.